The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today I have the lovely Isabel with us. I'm so excited to do this one. So fun fact, we met over TikTok, I guess. Yep. But we actually met in person like recently too, which is also super fun. You're like the first like social media friend I ever met in person, I think. So
oh my gosh, I'm honored.
Super exciting. Yeah, no, so fun. So just give us like a little intro of yourself. I don't know, whatever you want to put out.
An intro. Okay. Well, hello everybody. My name is Isabel Halato. I am a 23-year-old Filipino American fashion designer, digital content creator, and I'm also a full-time student. So
all the
pretty
things.
Much do everything. So busy, but I love it. I'm more of a women's wear designer, so that's what I lean towards. And yeah, that's pretty much
we love to see it. So you know, I feel like I've always have to ask everybody like the basic, like, how did you get into fashion, even though obviously it's like a lifelong thing and everybody's always been into fashion if you're into it. But give us like your like sewing journey, like when did you start, all the things.
Oh my gosh, well, you know, back when Tumblr was a huge thing.
We love that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it was pretty big here in Southern California, I think, especially among the Asian community. I don't know why, but it was. And so I was on Tumblr for a couple of years, and I remember I saw these pocket tees and they had like different prints and all that fun stuff. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. Also, like, I'm in eighth grade. I'm like 13 years old. I want to make some money. I want to go to the mall. I live 5 minutes away from the mall with my friends. Mm-hmm. They want to go to the movies. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can learn how to sew that. And then maybe I can sell it to like my friends, but also I can learn how to sew at the same time.
Right.
So I asked my dad, I was like, hey, my Lola, which is grandma in Filipino. Mm-hmm. My Lola has a sewing machine in our shed. And so I asked my dad if he can take it out so I can kind of learn how to make some pocket tees. It's pretty much, my dad showed me my first couple stitches. He set up the machine and then the rest is pretty much history, because I pretty much just taught myself how to sew since then. I ran that small little pocket tee business until maybe my sophomore year of high school.
Dang.
Also at the time, it was like maybe about a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
But I got to ship like domestically, some internationally.
So cool.
But I remember I just wasn't, towards the end of it, I just wasn't feeling satisfied, because I was like, okay, well, I want to learn how to make clothes.
Yeah.
I don't want to just sew things onto a pocket and like call it a day. I actually want to learn how to sew. So I made a decision to stop that. And at the time I was also fashion blogging, because I thought I wanted to be a fashion journalist. And I don't know. I never thought of being a fashion designer at the time. All I knew was like, I wanted to sew and I also wanted to be a journalist.
Right.
So I continued all that blogging, did like, I would like type out blogs about DIYs. Here's my outfit of the day. Oh my gosh. Back when blogging was such a huge thing.
Yeah, it was such a thing.
It was amazing. And like, I was also a cheerleader in high school. So yeah, it was kind of busy like doing all this stuff. And so yeah, I would make all my dresses for all the events.
Of course.
Like prom, homecoming, all that stuff. And then let's see, junior of high school, I got the opportunity to be on Project Runway Junior.
So freaking cool.
which was crazy. It came like really random. I was just checking my email one night, about to go to sleep because that's cool the next day. And what's crazy is that like I filled out that application, but I didn't like submit it or anything. But the next day I was at school, my dad was like, hey, like someone's trying to call me and like ask about a show. And I was like, wait, that's kind of weird because I didn't press submit, but whatever. I went along with it. And so the audition process was like maybe 3 months. And then I got in, they flew me and my mom to New York. I didn't last long, like 2 weeks, like two episodes.
Still so cool.
Yeah, it was still an amazing experience. But then I think that was the turning point for me where I was like, okay, I think I do want to do fashion design because I can see that all these opportunities are out there if you kind of seek them out. And so since I've graduated high school, I've just been doing small collections for like portfolio purposes, just so, you know, for social media pretty much.
Of course. My
whole goal was pretty much just build my following and also just build my brand as well. So I finally graduate next year, May 2022. Yes. And so after that, I'll just be doing basically what I do, just full time and full speed. I know.
So exciting. So
I think I covered like some good bases.
Yeah. You do so much.
Oh my gosh. No, you do though.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But at least I'm not like a student anymore. Like I can't imagine doing everything plus being a student still. Like that's a whole thing.
I mean, how did you do it? When you were a student, were you doing anything else on the side?
I mean, I was doing YouTube, but I wasn't like being super like strict with it. I wasn't getting that much from it at the point. Like, cause I had like maybe, I think like 15,000 subscribers or something like that. Like my YouTube has grown a lot once I started my business, but it wasn't like a thing.
Where are you at now with YouTube?
I think I'm like 77,000 right now. So it's like grown a lot, but it's all been within the year, which is crazy. No,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So I wasn't doing anything crazy while in school. Like you're doing like all the TikToks, the Instagram, the everything. I could not imagine doing that while in school. Like I would have died.
Yeah, every week is kind of all over the place. Like I think I finally kind of found my groove once school started, which is like what like a month or two ago. But beforehand I was just like, okay, I'll do this today or I'll do this today. But then I learned the importance of having a routine because I think I have four classes and you know fashion classes, there's a lot to it, you know.
There's a lot. Yeah,
I have to schedule my time every day each week just to see what I can do. But every day I always have to try to fit in some type of social media thing because you know, it's like, it's hard to keep it up.
It is. It's so much to keep up with. If you're doing like video content, it takes forever to edit. Even like pictures, getting a good picture takes so freaking long.
Exactly. And then I have to set aside time to like go to my local sculpture garden here to take some photos. Like I don't know, like people don't think it's a job, but
it is a job. My god. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, especially with you're doing everything.
Yeah,
like, you know how it is. You know exactly how it is.
Yeah, it's a full-time job, honestly. Like so much respect for social media managers because it's a lot.
Gosh, do you need one?
Honestly, yeah, but I also like can't imagine handing it off to anybody either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I have a weird thing of like I just can't, like it wouldn't be as personal anymore or like as personable. Exactly. So I'm like, I can't give it to anybody, but like I'm gonna need to at some point. But like,
I totally understand that because my friends are like, yeah, why don't you like get an assistant or something, and I'm like, yeah, but like that means I don't know, I like the process of being
exactly
able to post, and like I like to edit, I like to put everything together. Just handing it to someone would kind of be, I don't know, like you said, like not like personal anymore.
Right. I just like, yeah, I know. I'm like, I need to do it at some point, probably, at least with like my brand or like whatever. But even that, I'm like, my brand is my name, so I can't hand that off to anyone. Like I literally did this to myself.
Same. So I totally get it. Like that's not Isabel Gelato.
Right. Like, so I'm like, who is that? Like exactly. Can't do that.
Social media, man.
Yeah, it is. It is something else. But you're killing it considering all the things.
Thank you. I mean, I try.
you succeed for sure. Okay, so after school, like once you graduate this year, which like, thank God, so exciting.
It's been almost 6 years.
Like, yeah.
I'm tired.
I cannot imagine. I was tired after 2 years. Like, I cannot imagine doing six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So what's like the goal or like the dream after school? That's a big question, but you know. Oh,
it is a huge question. And, you know, I have my small little business planner here and I need to see in front of me. So
yeah,
I like to write things down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I have maybe like a year plan, 5 year plan, 10 year plan's kind of iffy because, you know, things.
Yeah, change. That's hard to, I don't even have that either.
But like in the first year, I really just hope to accomplish like just being able to see people in my clothes. So I don't mind running the brand full time on my own.
Right.
Like pretty much doing what you do.
Right.
I don't mind sewing everything, creating all the patterns, maybe even hiring a pattern maker because patterns are kind of difficult.
Yes. That's what I'm currently working on because my God, even just like the pattern grading is what kills me. I'm like, I can pattern it to myself just fine.
Yes.
But like patterning to other sizes.
Grading to other sizes scares me.
Yeah, it's because, so scary.
Especially because since I want to see people in my other clothes, I want it to fit perfectly too. Because I feel like I'm a perfectionist and like I need them to be comfortable in it and whatnot.
Exactly.
But like with like running the whole brand, everything, I also just want to be able to still also continue social media because I feel like that also helps build visibility to the brand.
Yeah.
I think I also want to do like, I think flea markets and like all that stuff is such a huge thing here. So I definitely want to do some pop-ups in like the first year. I'm definitely going to start being like more of a, what do you call it? I'm going to do e-commerce first because
of course
it's going to be a lot easier to handle, I would say.
Yeah.
But that first year is definitely going to be a trial run because there's a lot of random things that I'm going to have to figure out.
Exactly. But
right now, as I'm in school, I'm just still doing like, what do you call it? Like each week I'll try to think like, okay, how do I want to do marketing on my page? How do I want to, what kind of videos do I want to make that will pretty much like, I don't know, promote my clothes. But also right now I am working on my senior collection.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully from the pieces I make in my senior collection, I can also use that for when I'm actually doing it
full time. That would be really
so
cool.
So everything's kind of everywhere, but that's pretty much kind of the plan for the next year, so I'm very excited.
No, that's so exciting. I think it's like cool to be in the weird in-between space of being kind of like an influencer but also like having a brand and being a fashion designer.
Yes.
Like I find it so hard to separate myself or like have to, like, I don't know, I'm like somewhere in between where it's so hard for me to separate them.
I know, but that's awesome because not a lot of designers are like us.
Right. You know, like it's really cool, but it's like, even like with like my YouTube, I'm like, I post so much about my brand that it feels like it's a brand YouTube, but it's not meant to be, but it's like, I post so much about it that it's like, now it's everything so mixed, but like,
exactly,
it's kind of cool like, though.
People like to see the behind the scenes, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Really cool that you're doing that. And that's why I also plan on just taking people
behind
the scenes of my senior collection, how like I've already been filming some clips. Mm-hmm. But I also want to take people along, like how I designed my logo, how I kind of came to be. So yeah, there's a lot, like having that social media presence, but also having that brand, it just goes hand in hand.
It really does. And it's really cool. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what I am. Like when people ask me, what do you do for a living? I'm like, what do I do for a living? Do I say fashion designer? Do I say content creator?
No, I say like, both.
Because what do I do?
We literally do both.
That's it's crazy.
And what I love too is that it's not every day you get to peek into big, like into designers' lives. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah.
Because especially with like big designers as well, like you don't really know much about the people behind the brand or anything.
Right.
And so it's nice to have that, you know, kind of that your own personal Instagram or like more like content creation side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people get to see that.
Yeah, no, I think it's super fun. So I'm very excited for you to start your journey in that.
I know it's going to be different from what it is now, but I'm very excited.
No, but it'll be exciting. I think it's good that you already have like such a strong like social media base for it, like before you're starting.
That was the plan, honestly.
Yeah.
When I got on TikTok, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
But doing it.
I know this app was probably going to take off. It was like, what, March 2020?
That's when I started mine too.
It was like March 2020.
And yeah.
I was like, huh. I posted like maybe two videos in 2019. They were just like random, like edited on the app, sewing clips and whatnot. Yeah. But I was like, I don't know where this is going to go. But then that was when, what, March was when everyone.
Yeah. That's when app. I hopped on too. I was one of those people. I was like, I'm never going to get a TikTok. That's awful. Like I made fun of all my friends who had it. But then like in March, I was like, dang. Maybe I should get a TikTok because everybody was talking about how it's like up and coming. It's so easy to like go viral and all the things. And I was like, well, if I want to start a brand, I might as well hop on that.
Exactly. But, and yeah, it's crazy. And it's helped you with your brand, right?
Like, it really has.
Viral with some stuff, right?
Yeah, I had one video go viral, but it was like 2 weeks after I launched. So it was like at the very beginning of my brand, which was so random because I don't even think my products were good or anything that I was doing was good at that point. But for whatever reason, it went off. And that's when I got like a good majority of like the following. And then since then, I've not gone viral again, which is so sad. Well, okay. I've gotten like good amount of views on some videos, but I haven't gone to the million since then.
Oh, I've never.
It's so hard. Ugh.
Oh, don't get me started on that algorithm.
Right?
Don't get me started on like, especially being like, you understand, like being in social media, like, numbers get to you.
They do. I check all my numbers all the time and I hate that I do it,
but that's the thing though, like that is also a part of what we do.
Exactly. And
it sucks because it's like, okay, this video did really well, but then the next week, how come my views are not going like over 5,000?
Right. It's so like, annoying.
It's disgusting.
It's like anytime I have one video do well, like the next like 2 to 3 weeks, all of them flop.
And I don't know why they want us to work harder.
Probably, but like I hate that. It just makes me want to cry a little bit.
Well, what do you use to edit your videos?
I honestly edit majority of them on Final Cut.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just because that's what I use for YouTube, so like I just know it and it's easier or whatever. But yeah, I get like so upset about it. I'll make like a really dumb video and it'll do super well for whatever reason. And it's like one of those that I'll film like right in the moment. I'm like, oh, I'll just post this, whatever. It'll do super well. And then I might have all these like really fun edited, like cool transition, whatever. And they flop. And I'm like, hello. It's like
they don't care about that.
I know,
it hurts because like you need so much time into like the good videos. And then when something like, when you follow like a trend or something, all of a sudden that's the one that wants to pop off. So
literally.
I don't know. It's more of like a, you just got to keep posting and then just see what happens pretty much.
I know. Oh, it's so frustrating. I'm sure it's like frustrating for you doing like tutorials and stuff. Like those take so long. Like I don't even like to do those because I know how long they take.
That's why I'm very specific on which tutorials I choose.
Yeah.
Like I remember I always get, oh, can you teach us pattern making? Can you teach us patterns? Can you teach us how to do this and that? And I'm like, those take a while.
Yes.
And also that's something I am still learning in the process. So I only teach things that I know like are easy to teach and like people can definitely like understand it a lot easier rather than like doing super complicated videos where like I don't know, like where I'm not 100% sure because I don't know, I'm only going to teach things that I know and not teach things that like I'm still in the process.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Everybody asks me about pattern grading all the time. The amount of times I've like answered people and said it publicly, like I am not going to teach this until I feel comfortable. That or like digital pattern making. I'm like, I'm barely learning. I'm not going to be teaching you this right now. Like, calm down. It's so complicated.
Like, months to understand it.
Exactly. Like we're still trying to figure it out, but it's so difficult.
No, seriously, I'll like link someone else. Like I linked you in my video. I was like, check out her.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like I'll link other people, but like I'm like, I'm still in the process. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Sometimes I like don't even want to do them because I feel like I'm doing it wrong. So
exactly. And people will judge you, right?
Exactly. So I'm like, I don't want to get those comments. So I'm like, sometimes I just don't want to do it. But at some point, you're just going to have to do it too. So,
and especially with just fashion and sewing in general, there's so many different methods.
Exactly.
And so I remember I posted this one video of how to like insert eyelets Mm-hmm. And then a ton of people got mad that I was using, like, what did I use? I was using, like, a hammer and, mm-hmm. you know, like, the eyelet.
Yeah, that's what I've used.
No, people are like, you're not supposed to cut the fabric. You're not supposed to cut the hole. Yeah.
They're I like, always cut a hole and do it. That's how I made my products.
But then someone was like, oh, use an owl and, like, poke it and, like, put the eyelet in so you can move the fibers. And I was like, I didn't even know that.
No, what? Well, no, I've been doing it wrong too.
People were getting mad in my comments. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, that's why I get so scared about it too, because some people are really in their ways and I'm like, I can't deal with that kind of hate. I'm so sorry.
You get hate comments?
Sometimes I do, but I delete most of them. I'm not going to lie. Well, I've come to this like realization that if I leave hate comments up, more people will add to it mm-hmm. and like feel like they can do it because somebody else has already done it. But if you delete the first one, like the likelihood of somebody commenting is less because they don't want to be the first. So I'm like, if I just delete that first one, I get so many less. But if I leave it up, I get more. So I'm like,
that's
gotta beat the system.
That's smart, because sometimes I have the time that night and I will comment back.
I know, it's so bad. I do that sometimes too, and it's
only if I have the time that night. But right. Like I think it was 2 weeks ago, I posted this thrift video and it was just like me and my boyfriend were like going around our favorite spots mm-hmm. and then oh my god, don't get me started on the thrift community too. They are mean.
That is, yeah, that is a whole thing.
They are mean, but I posted that and they were like, oh my gosh, like, don't post this, blah, blah, blah. Like you guys are burning out our spots, this and that. Like someone was like, oh my gosh, I work here and I don't like having all these people here. You're making it worse. And
what the heck?
They were coming, like there was like 10 I got in 1 hour.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, yo, like it was not good for my mental health. I was like,
No, it's so bad. It kills me.
Late at night, I was commenting back at people and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to remove this video. It's just not worth it. It was just coming again. But I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so mean sometimes.
Yeah. I like really stray away from thrifting sometimes or like just like in social media because people get so heated about it. Yeah, and it's so true. Annoying. I'm like, I understand a lot of the viewpoints or whatever, but at the same time, there's so much excess of clothes that we're never gonna run out of them. And I don't understand why people get so like, oh my God, you're gonna like take all the clothes. Like there's not gonna be anything left. I'm like, do you know how many like pounds of clothes get donated a day, get thrown out a day? Like you're not gonna run out of clothes.
That's what I try to tell people in them comments, but they're like, no. No, but because I feel like, I don't know, maybe here in LA, it's such like a huge competition.
It really is. Yeah.
You have all these like flea markets and all these, you know, people sell and stuff. So I totally get like, I don't know, people want the good items, but like thrifting, it's not like, oh, you have to go on this specific day and then you'll find all these.
Exactly.
You have to go consistently. And, you know, just because I posted a spot, like, doesn't mean like, I don't know, like everyone finds something different.
Exactly.
Depending on what day you go. So that's why I'm like, I don't really care what spots are out there or not, because it doesn't, it doesn't really matter, you know?
It really doesn't. And like the experience just like varies for every single person, depending on like their style and like what they like and what's available that day. Cause like maybe they got really good donations one day and like the next day they don't, but like the following day they do. And it's like, you just never know.
Exactly. That's why I tell people like consistency is key. If you want to find some really good pieces, because I go like maybe every other week with my boyfriend or so, because he also has like a little business on the side, so he mm-hmm. kind of collects clothes and he resells, but he gives like good deals,
right?
Not like here's $300 for this,
right?
Like he gives deals because he has been on the exactly. side, because he's worked at a secondhand shop on Melrose, so he knows how it is, like want them deals. Yeah. And so it's crazy to have seen how much the thrift community has changed over the last few years.
Oh my gosh.
And it's amazing that people are thrifting now, but people need to be respectful and like kind to each other.
Yeah, my God, people are like gatekeeping thrifting or sometimes, and I'm like, calm down, like this is a good thing for all of us. Like you need to calm down.
Like, and if you don't like thrifting, there's also secondhand apps. There's Depop.
Exactly. That's what I use all the time, because like I don't have anything in person that I like out here. So
which is your favorite? Well, which app do you like the most?
I feel like I go on, I think Poshmark more than Depop, because I feel like Depop sellers like really overcharge a lot. 100%. But I only go on Poshmark and like look up certain brands that I already like, or like specific items that I'm like trying to look for and stuff. And like, that's the way I like to shop on there. But if I'm just like browsing, like ThredUp is super fun to browse through. There's so much stuff on ThredUp all the time. Yeah. Or I'll go on like the RealReal, but that's like, you know, a little pricier, but still very fun to go on. I have so many favorites. Will I ever buy them? Probably not. Very fun to go on though. Oh my
gosh. When I do the RealReal, I always sort low to high.
Me too. There's no way. Otherwise they give you like, oh, this is $2,000. What a steal. I'm like, hello?
Girl, I'm on a budget. There's no way.
I'm like, can you give me the under 100?
Exactly. But I also agree with the Poshmark thing too. I feel like their sellers are more justified in their pricing. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Meanwhile, Depop, I'm like, oh my gosh, you thrifted this from the toddler section and you're going to sell literally it for like all this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if you've seen that one TikTok account where they take a Depop listing and then they find it at the kids section.
Really? That's so funny.
I don't know who the account is, but they have multiple videos of like this person finding all those items in the kids section at the thrift store. So it's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. I know. No, that's rough. Let's talk about school.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like I go so back and forth with my, whenever people ask me about FIT, I'm always like, yeah, it was great. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, it could have been better. I'm very back and forth about it. It was a good education, but it wasn't great socially, I guess. So it's like, you know, that back and forth, whatever. But like, if I were to like, want to work in the industry, like for somebody else, like, I'm sure I would be able to get a job like pretty quick with an FIT like background and like connections and all of that. Okay. But that's just not the route I decided to take. So it's like, was that really worth it for me?
I mean, did you,
you know,
do you want to work for someone?
No, but exactly. I just thought eventually I would want to. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like the only reason you should go to fashion school, like one of the big fashion schools, is if you want those connections. But like, exactly. If you're really not trying to do that, then like, it's not necessary.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I tell people all the time.
Right? Yeah, because like you didn't go to like a like top fashion school, but like you're doing better than probably a lot of people that went to fashion school.
That's the thing. Oh my gosh, this is a whole conversation that I'm like putting out right after I'm done with school.
Yeah.
But, like, people always ask me, you know, why did you decide to go this route instead of like going to fashion school? Well, one, I can't afford. I can't afford it.
It's so expensive.
Because, like, I got into Otis, and it's, like, a fashion school over here in El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only offering me, like, $16,000. Mm-hmm. But then again, I would have to cover the other, like, $35,000.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I got into that fashion school. Or it's not even a fashion school. It's an art school. I got in there, I even toured and everything, but after they gave me like my offer letter, I was like, ooh, this is not it. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so right after I graduated high school, I thought I was going to go straight into my four-year university. I go to Cal State Long Beach, but the thing is, a month later, they rescinded me because I got like a... I think I got like a D in chemistry.
Oof, not chemistry.
Yeah. And then I remember my counselor was telling me, oh yeah, no, a D's passing. But I guess she wasn't clear that the D was passing just to graduate, but not to go to a university. So I was like, what? I was like, wow, okay, great. So I remember I was working at, do you know what Plato's Closet is?
Yeah.
Yes. I was working at Plato's Closet at the time. And then I got a call like, oh, this is admissions. We need to speak to you about something, blah, blah, blah. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, wouldn't that be funny if like they rescinded me? And that's exactly what happened.
I'm dead.
I was so pissed. Oh my gosh, because my friend picked me up and I was just crying in the car. I was like, oh my gosh. Because I was 18 at the time. I was like, oh my God, I feel like my life is over.
Yeah.
I I don't know. I think that was like my first wake up call that, you know, life is not going to go the way it's planned. And I am finally an adult and I got to do adult things and deal with all that. So that was my wake up call. So immediately I was like, okay, what am I going to do next? And the thing I didn't like about my high school is that they didn't push community colleges as much.
Yeah, I feel like mine didn't either at all.
Like they were more like, okay, go to a university, go to a UC, go somewhere else besides a community college. Right. But so I had to figure out that whole community college route on my own in a way. And so I within 2 weeks, because school was about to start kind of quickly.
Right.
So I just found a local community college in Long Beach, and then I ended up going there for about 2.5 years, I would say. And then I transferred to Cal State Long Beach for their fashion design program of fall 2019. And that was fun for a semester and a half. And so now we're back in person, but I forgot how many, I went through 2 semesters.
Yeah. Like full online. Yeah. It's crazy.
That was very interesting, learning how to do like pattern making all over again.
Literally how?
Tailing. It was terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. I bet.
Like everything was just like YouTube tutorials, but it's like I'm paying all this money for a YouTube tutorial.
Literally.
There were many times where my work was not the best because I was like, you just lose motivation.
Yeah.
Because things are just not in person. And like, I don't know. I got through the year and now I'm just happy we're back in person. But I've definitely, like, choosing this route, I've learned a lot. I've been able to save money.
Yeah.
I've been able to get plenty of scholarships. That has helped me a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I failed a semester in community college when I met my boyfriend.
but nobody needs to know.
Exactly. But, you know, that's part of the process. That's part of the process. And I'm happy it's almost done.
Yes. Thank God.
I know. Thank God. For real. But yeah, that's my college experience. But I mean, I think I was like kind of bitter I was bitter some years where I was like, I wish I was at a fashion school because it's definitely not as intensive,
right,
as being at a fashion school. Like there are a lot of pros and cons.
Yeah.
And what I do really like being at a university is I would say maybe the smaller class sizes.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's more of a one-on-one connection with the professors. I pretty much see the same classmates every day. Nice. I feel like a lot of it being at a university, though, you have to be able to want to be a self-starter outside of school.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because, like, I feel like my school, the program, they're amazing. They're, like, probably one of the best around here.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do give you the tools, but it's up to you like how you want to implement those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like people ask me how do I do it? Like especially just going to university, but it's like I do a lot of work outside of it.
Exactly.
You know? Like they're not just gonna give you tools like, and okay, you're going to be a fashion designer right after you graduate.
Right.
But it's like there's so much work that I've prepped like behind, you know, just not being in school. So that's what I recommend to everyone who wants to go to that route as well. Like,
yeah,
you really have to work for it too. Especially,
you really do.
Especially since you're not at a fashion school, getting that intensive, like, I don't know. Because you know how like fashion schools, they get to work on like, I don't know, thesis and.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And all that
so
stuff.
Many things at once.
I don't have that. I wish I had something like that so I can, like, I don't know.
It's a little stressful, but
sometimes I'm like, I wish I had a little more stress, but I mean, you know, this is cool. I'm like cruising. It's fine. But I love the route I took out and I, you know, I've come to realize like, I don't regret it. Like it's fine.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I always like tell people the same thing. I feel like it doesn't sound as like legit coming from me because I did go to FIT, but it's like, it's the reason why I only did 2 years instead of 4. It's like, I just feel like at some point it just is in your hands to actually do something with it. Like it's not like the school giving you all this, it's like what you are doing with it that actually counts. So I'm like, yeah, I could have done a bachelor's, could have like, you know, still been in school right now, but it's like probably learning the same amount just on my own right now.
Exactly.
That I would if I would like paying thousands of dollars to continue my education. But like, that's not like saying I regret my education. I loved everything and it was great. But I do think that so much of fashion is just like what you do with it and like your personal commitment to it, not just like your schooling.
Exactly. Exactly. And I feel, I think especially nowadays, people are starting to get super into fashion mm-hmm. and they're like, okay, I want to go to fashion school.
Right.
Or this and that. But then I feel like a lot of people don't realize, okay, well, if you want to be a designer, you also have to learn how to sew.
Exactly.
You also have to do patterns. You mm-hmm. also have to learn how to market yourself, how to brand yourself, how to do this, this, and this. People think it's easy.
Oh, it's so not.
But it's not. And I feel like being like in that environment, like it really weeds out the people.
It really does.
The people who do it just because they saw like an aesthetic video on TikTok versus someone who someone who actually wants to be a part of the industry, wants to change it in some way, you know? So
exactly.
I don't know. And you know, if I had a choice to redo all of this, I would also definitely do just 2 years
right
at like a fashion school or a community college, because it's just as good as getting a bachelor's, honestly.
Yeah, because I feel like you just need like the bare minimum education, and then with that you can kind of just like learn the rest on your own. But like if somebody teaches you the basics of like sewing and pattern making, draping, all the things, then you can kind of just like run with it after that.
Exactly. And also connections, just yeah, connections are key. Just being on social media, that's free connection yeah, out there.
Literally. So
that's why, you know, 2 years is good, y'all.
It really is. Like, I really do, like, you know, root for that. Whenever people ask me, I'm like, you know, it was a good decision. I'm not going to tell you it wasn't.
Oh, no. Sometimes I wish, but you know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. It's fine. 6 years is great, too.
Just not looking forward to paying off the student loans, but you know, it's all good.
It's fine. The brand will take off and you're going to be successful and it's going to be great.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for. So yeah, we will see what unravels.
It'll happen, you know, sooner or later it will happen.
Oh, I'm praying. I'm praying.
I am right there with you. Like, absolutely. I think it'll go well, honestly. I could feel like, even just thinking how much time you have from now until you actually graduate, there's so much time for so much growth.
Exactly.
Just like social media growth and like growing the audience and customer base and everything, that it's like, honestly, you could like pop off right away with it.
Well, I'm trying to take it slow, but also trying to light a fire, you know? But I don't know. For you, how long did it take? Like, did you immediately... like, was it slow growth? Was it fast growth? What would you say?
It was like kind of in waves. It was like really fast at the beginning for like a good month or so. And then I had like a really, I don't want to say like a low point, but like a very like, you know, down point in like October-ish of that. So I started in June and it was like doing well in the summer, because I feel like summer is just easier to do well in. Mm-hmm. So I was doing super well. And then as soon as like late September, like October hit, it like just plummeted, like my sales plummeted. I don't know if it was just like what I was putting out, or like, I don't know, my content wasn't doing great. Nothing was doing good. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally like I'm done. Like, I can't, like, I literally was like, so like, I don't know what to do with myself. Cause I was so used to like that constant growth and like all the things. And then it just like went down all of a sudden. I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, how am I supposed to continue? But then it went back up in like November, cause it's like the holiday season.
Yeah.
So it always goes up in that point too. And I feel like it's just been kind of like an up and down. Like, this past summer honestly wasn't that much of a growth for me either. Like, I was kind of like not plummeting, but I was just like very stagnant this summer. And I feel like I'm just now starting to like kind of come back up a little bit.
Okay.
So it's just been in waves. Like, I don't know what it is, but it just goes like, sometimes it'll just be great. And sometimes it just like decides to stay still. And then out of nowhere, it's like, let's just skyrocket again. So
I mean, like we were talking about earlier, like everything is just such a hit or miss.
It really is. And you know what I mean? Sucks.
Oh, because like, you know, we wish we can just, you know, be on a straight path.
Exactly.
On growing. But yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've learned a lot from like, you know, okay, maybe this month didn't do well. Maybe we got to switch it up next year.
Exactly.
It's different. But
yeah.
No, it looks like you're growing. Like, everyone loves you.
Thank you. But like, I feel like that's also a thing though. Like, on social media, it's so easy for it to seem like everything's always going great. And like, I follow obviously so many small businesses too. And it always seems like everybody's getting so many orders and like selling out on their launches and doing all these things. And I'm like, I was there at certain points too, but that doesn't happen to me always. So then I get so down on myself. It's like my last launch like sold out, and then like my next one doesn't. I'm like, I'm a failure. But I'm like, I'm not, but like it makes me feel like that.
You know why? Because we're like, as designers and business owners and content creators, we're all like, what do you call it? We're our worst critic.
We really are. Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, I get so down on myself just because a post doesn't do well, you know?
Literally same. Like,
I'll be complaining to my boyfriend. I'm like, oh my gosh, did I post at the wrong time?
And he's
like, okay, just try again next time. But I'm like, no, just needed to do well.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just hard because we always get in our heads.
Yeah, I'm super in my head about it.
You know, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Even to this day, I'm still trying to figure out how I can, you know, maneuver around that. And it's gotten a little better. Yeah. But the thing is, like, some days are easier than others, you know?
Very true. Like, if I'm already in, like, not a great mood that day, or, like, something's going on, if I see one bad thing going on social media, I'm like, oh, this is over. My mood's, like, killed for the rest of the week. Like, exactly. It's so bad for my mental health sometimes, and I wish I could get away from it. But then I'm like, oh, wait, I make a living off of this. I can't just log off.
Don't you just wish you can just deactivate everything sometimes?
Sometimes I literally just want to delete everything, but I'm like, I can't make money if I do that. So
exactly. Dang. I remember there was a point last year where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to deactivate. I'm going to do it. Yep. I'm going to do it for two weeks. And then my boyfriend's like, you're not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it. And I didn't, and I'm happy I didn't, because after like a month or two, like I started getting like more opportunities, and I was like, okay, right. Maybe it's good I did it, but you know, that feeling, it's just different. Yeah. I feel like you won't understand until like you're actually working in this field.
Exactly. It's very specific.
It's a specific feeling you can't really describe.
Yeah, exactly.
People are like, okay, I want to delete social media. But to us, it's like, I really want to do it. Yeah. Like, yeah. And it's like, it's fighting. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's such a love-hate relationship, because obviously I do love social media and everything that's like come from it. And like, sure. I love like posting and interacting with people and meeting people, all the things. But then also, it's just so draining.
And that's what sucks. It's like, no matter how much you plan your post, no matter how much this and this, like, it's still kind of draining, but
yeah,
I love to do it, but also it's draining.
Exactly.
At the same time. Like, yeah. I don't know, especially you're running a brand account, a personal account, like,
and now a podcast account.
Yeah. So what brought you to do this?
Honestly, I've been thinking about it for a long time, because I just like could talk to myself for hours on end. Like, whenever I film YouTube videos, I literally have to cut out like hours of me just talking to the camera, because I talk way too much. But I like personally love podcasts. So I was like, oh, this would be fun. And then I actually was reached out to by like a podcast network over the summer. And they were like, nice. Hey, like, we would love to host like your podcast if you ever wanted to like do one. And I was like, well, this must be a sign, because I'd already been thinking about it. But then I was like, there's so much to figure out on the back end of things. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. But like, they do all my back end. So I just have to, you know, record and have fun with it. I'm like, you know what? Good. I'm good with that. That sounds fun.
That's perfect. And it kind of like, yeah, you know, you still get to focus on other things too.
Exactly. So it's nice. And then I just get to like talk to people, which is super fun too. I feel like there's so many like cool people out there. And people, I don't know, I feel like a lot of my followers think I'm like the only person in the world that does what I do. And I'm like, there's so many people that do what I do. Like, I promise you, I'm not that special. Like, I will show you. Like, yes, but it's like, I promise you, I'm not the only one doing a million things. Like, I'm not like super special in that aspect of things. So I feel like it's just cool to like showcase different people and different like perspectives of things. So it's not just like super one-sided every time whenever I'm talking. I don't know.
But I love that you're giving your platform to other creators, you know?
Yeah, I just, you know, you gotta do good with what you have. I feel like,
yes,
I don't feel like I know enough to have such a platform sometimes. I'm like, I feel like there's other people that know much more than I do. I don't have all the information. So I'm like,
that's how I am too. Like we were talking earlier about the tutorials and stuff.
Exactly.
I was like, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? But also it's like, I guess they follow us for a reason, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like, you got to remember that. And it's like, okay, just got to post what I want to post, you know?
Yep. Yep. It's hard to get over that mindset though. Sometimes I'm like so young. I'm sure I'm going to look back on this in a year and think that's awful. And like,
exactly
all those things, but you got to do it eventually anyway. So
I don't know, but our growth has been amazing just to witness.
Yeah, it's crazy. Literally, what are you at on TikTok?
Oh, honestly, I haven't been super consistent. Maybe like 108K.
That's crazy.
Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I know, I remember I saw, let me see, what is it really at? It's been a while. Yeah, 108.7. And like, it took me a while. It took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
I remember I was looking, again, with the numbers thing, I remember I saw other creators who came after me and they'll reach 100K before me. And I was like, dang.
Don't even get me started on that.
What am I doing wrong? Oh my gosh. I'm like, no, come on. But I mean, when I finally reached it, I think I was in Vegas with my boyfriend and I was like, let's celebrate.
That's so fun.
I don't know. I think we were already going to dinner that night. So we just went out to dinner and like,
oh, even better.
Had a drink or whatever. But
yeah.
I mean, that was cool, like, to finally hit that milestone, you know?
Yeah.
And then what about you? Where are you at?
I only have, like, 65,000. I've not hit 100 on anything yet. So I'm, like, waiting for the day.
It's coming.
I know. It's probably going to come on my YouTube before anything else, which I hope so, because I've been on there for, like, freaking 8 years. You would think I'd have more by now.
No, but that's the thing, though. Like, it's the process of getting there.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. And I feel like YouTube, a lot of people love long-form content still.
Like, yeah, that's like, why I love that. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I still keep my YouTube channel up, because I have some decent long form content on there that I really want to get back into. It's just I don't know how to fit that in.
Yeah, no, there's no way you can fit that in right now.
Just editing a YouTube video, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I feel like I have a system now to where it's like so much quicker, but it took me so long to like be able to make it a shorter process, because it does take so long to freaking edit.
How long does it take you to edit, like, just one of your regular like vlog vlog video?
I feel like vlogs take me like a few hours, just because there's so much like content, because I film so much, and like half of it gets like cut off, obviously, because I literally talk way too much. So it's like at least 3 hours of like footage every time that I have a vlog. And then I have to condense that to like 20 minutes or like 30 at most sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cutting down.
Yeah, but people want to see that though. That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like, I feel like people just, I don't know, like I do have this social media presence, but I feel like a lot of people don't really know me. Like they know me, but they don't know me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll get questions in my DMs. They're like, I don't know if you talked about this yet. And then it'll be like a question about college or how I got started. And I was like, huh, you're right. I've never done a video like that. Like, I don't know. I think I want to go back on YouTube just so people can see the behind the scenes of me, you know? So that's why it's nice to do like podcasts or interviews and all that. Cause you know, if people want to know more about me, they can just watch
exactly.
it. But I also want to do that on my own. So like, it's nice to have that out.
You definitely should. I think it's super fun. Although regardless of if you put that information out there, people will still ask you, where did you go to school? I'm like, you can scroll back on my Instagram and look at my graduation post if you really want to, or check out the millions of vlogs I have about FIT. The amount of people that still ask me like super basic questions like that, I'm like, did you even try looking? Did you even try?
You know, they just want to talk. Did you just want to try to talk to you?
Yeah, and I'm like, I've gotten so bad about not responding to DMs anymore. I used to be so good about responding to like pretty much everybody, even if it was like a, hey, can you help me with this? I'd still be like, oh no, like, sorry, like, blah, blah, or whatever. Like, I'd be super nice about everything, even if it was like declining it. But now I'm literally just do not answer anybody.
Yeah. And I feel bad, so bad because I love responding to people. I love being able to talk to people, but it's like, oh my gosh, my requested DMs is like,
girl,
I need a day. I need maybe a couple hours to just respond to these. And like, I always try to get back to my comments as well, but sometimes I forget. It's like, it's gonna take time to like
it is
sort through all these comments, you know. But you know, I love being able to have that connection with people, but at the same time, it's like you need to set aside a day for that,
literally. And sometimes it's just like people want way too much information out of you, and I'm like, I cannot give you that much of my time. Like, I'm so sorry, but I do not have the time to explain like this many things to you. Like, here's exactly. my YouTube channel, please find
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's when I try to link people.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, here's okay. a resource, but like, I can't exactly. give you that. Yeah, it's rough. And it's bad because like people will DM me on like my brand Instagram or whatever, and if I don't answer, then it'll go to my personal. So both of my, like, both of them have the same amount of DM requests, like, all the time.
Oh my god.
I don't answer to like basically anything anymore because it just is so draining nowadays. I'm like, I can't keep up with that mentally.
You gotta take time for yourself. So yeah. I totally understand. Like, it's like, oh man, I don't know, social media yep. is just that thing.
I know, it's just, it's hard, but you know, it's fine, it's fine, it's good. And I do actually DM people back sometimes, depending.
Yeah, no, me
but
too.
You know, it's rough, it's a lot to keep up with, but
don't take it wrong, guys. Like,
we yeah, I know, I'm like, I promise, I see it talking. I love you, but I just can't do that because I have like at least probably 100 more waiting for me to
disclaimer
yeah, disclaimer.
Or even hit your email. They'll hit your email.
Oh my god, the amount of emails, it's so bad. I've also gotten so bad at not responding to certain emails, like even like collaboration emails of brands that I would obviously never collaborate with. I'm just like, I don't even answer. And okay. then they'll be like, just following up if you got that email, and they'll do that like 10 times. I'm like, clearly I don't want to follow up. Oh my
gosh. I get those all the time. Like, random brands will contact me, like mm-hmm. like what's one that I got, like one for like vegan juice.
I've gotten so many of those random like health juice weird, like, protein things or whatever. Like,
wait, do you even research my social media?
Literally, like,
that is not what I do.
Literally.
Or like, oh, I got one once for like a weed company.
Oh my god, me too. And I was like, I live in Indiana, it's not legal.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, this is not my brand though.
It's
like,
not me.
Anyway.
No.
Oh yeah, so it's very interesting. These companies just really be sending out emails to anybody.
Yeah, they really do. And they're like, oh, this matches your content so well. I'm like, what content did you see?
Because I haven't been posting all that. You're looking at someone else.
Exactly.
I love this conversation we're having.
Yeah, this is funny.
It's nice to have someone who understands, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's so nice, which is also why I like having this podcast, because I just talk to people who get it all the time.
How many episodes do you have out already?
I have one out right now, but I've pre-filmed 5 or 6.
Ooh.
So I have a lot that like are already edited and like ready, but they're obviously going to come out like once a week. So it's like, okay. I have them all up until like November. Like, this is probably going to come out in November.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's going to be a long way. Yeah, I know. But I'm, you know, it's super fun though. I'm like, I have so many like fun little guests, and there's so many people I like want to reach out to, but I'm like, I can't schedule that many just yet. So I need to wait.
No.
But yeah.
Space them out, girl. Space them out. Cause you're just as great in person too. Like, I hope people know that. Like what you guys see, she's just like this in person too.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you, honestly. It was so nice to like meet in person and it just be like so natural and normal and fun and like whatever. So
like,
good.
I love meeting people who are just as genuine as they are.
Yes.
On social media, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of the times, like, my friend works with a lot of influencers mm-hmm. for company, and like, she meets a lot of them, and she's like, some of them just do not match their energy.
Yikes! I would hate that.
It's a very interesting community that we're a part of.
Yeah, somehow ended up here. Yes. I guess we can like wrap up. I've been really bad about making these episodes super long sometimes with certain people, and I'm like, I need to shut up at some point.
No, I feel like we've covered a lot of bases. No,
we
like,
have. I'll probably, you know, have you on again eventually, just for funsies. Once you start that brand, we will have you back on, you know that.
All right, give me another year and yeah. I got you.
Well, you know, I'll keep in touch, we will make that happen.
Oh no, and like, you know, if you're in LA again,
which I hopefully will be soon. I also really want to move out there by next year, so we'll see if that happens.
Okay, well, when you're here and when that happens, we have to hang out again.
Absolutely.
And then me and my friend Eden, we were talking about you, so we definitely
oh my gosh need to- that would be so fun
to- yes. No, we all need to like have dinner yeah. drinks, whatever, all like we gotta do that too, so
yeah,
yeah. You're a
I will
friend.
Gladly go. Oh, Thank you. Right back at you. So fun. Do you want to like shout yourself out on all your platforms and things so people can, you know, follow and all?
Yeah, doing a little YouTuber vibe. Yeah, you guys can follow me pretty much anywhere. I have a TikTok, I have an Instagram, I also have a YouTube, and it's all at Isabel Gelato. And my name is spelled with a Y. So
yes.
Yes. Keep that in mind. So yeah, important. Isabel Gelato on everything. And yeah, if you want to continue following my journey, seeing the content I put out, if you want some outfit inspiration,
yes,
follow me. I got all the content, and yeah, I'm excited to have you follow me if you're interested. So yeah.
Yes, as you should. I'm excited. You're like such a fun person to follow. Like everything is just so like fun, and like I feel like you're a very like thought out person with your posts and like feed and yes. like colors and all the things. So it's like very fun to follow you.
It's not as aesthetically pleasing as I'd like it to be, but I've learned that you just got to post what you want to post.
Exactly. No, I get that. I've gotten to that point too, but it's good. It's fun. It works.
It shows how, you know, we're genuine people, you know, we're trying.
Exactly. Doing your bestest. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's it. Thanks for watching, everyone. Hope you enjoyed. Subscribe for more, rate, review, do all the things. I always forget what you have to say for podcasts, because it's not the same as like comment, subscribe, like all the things. It's like rate and review. I'm like, oh, okay, that's different. Anyway, do all the things. And you know, see you in the next one. Peace out.
Bye. Bye, guys.
3 is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.